With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has finished his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That call lasted for more than an hour as the White House pushes its 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine aimed at ending the war. There are no immediate details about the substance of the conversation, only confirmation that the call has ended. In a video statement, Israel's U.N. Ambassador Danny Danon says Israel is striking Hamas after negotiators refused demands to change the ceasefire agreement.
The Israeli Air Force initiated a series of attacks against Hamas targets in Gaza. We will show no mercy on our enemies. Let me be very clear. Israel will not stop until all of our hostages are back home.
The White House said it had been consulted and voiced support for Israel's actions. About two dozen hostages are believed to be alive. There is one report that the Israeli strikes have killed a Hamas official. Also at SRNnews.com, a Republican senator predicts President Trump's decision to deport members of the Trinde Aragua gang to El Salvador will ultimately pass muster with the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says despite a district court ruling against them, the deportations fall under President Trump's executive authority.
And this rogue Obama judge, again, tries to interfere with the president's core responsibilities.
His twofold prediction, that the case will wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
And that President Trump's actions will be upheld.
Something Senator Cotton says will amount to
rebuke to these liberal judges all across the country who keep trying to interfere with core responsibilities of the commander-in-chief.
Senator Tom Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Dow dropping 253 points, the NASDAQ down 274. This is SRN News. A recent study reveals the shrinking role of God in the lives of Americans.
Researcher George Barna and the Cultural Research Center found that fewer Americans put God at the center of their lives or rely on Him for daily guidance. Among those surveyed, 6 out of 10 adults do not believe God exists, and only 16% said God is the most important element in their life. Barna concluded that nothing short of sweeping national repentance and spiritual renewal can save America from itself. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The founder and former pastor of a Texas megachurch has surrendered to Oklahoma authorities on child sexual abuse charges. Robert Morris turned himself in on Monday after being charged last week with 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child. The 63-year-old Morris resigned as pastor of the Gateway Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs after a woman accused him of sexually abusing her in the 1980s. This is SRN News. A major announcement by Harvard University.
Harvard announced that tuition will be free for students from families with annual incomes of $200,000 or less starting in the 2025-2026 academic year. Putting Harvard within financial reach of more individuals widens the array of backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives that all of our students encounter, fostering their intellectual and personal growth, Harvard University President Alan M. Garber said in a statement. The new plan will enable about 86% of U.S. families to qualify for Harvard financial aid and expand the Ivy League college's commitment to providing all undergrads the resources they need to enroll and graduate. That's according to Garber. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump will release 80,000 files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy without any redactions, making good on a promise he made during his campaign. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.